What will it take to light a fire under the Cannabis Control Commission to clear the way for recreational marijuana shops? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Many adults in Massachusetts supported the legalization of recreational marijuana. It seems delayed as the Cannabis Control Commission crosses their T's, dots their I's. How long is it going to be before this hold on sales affects the state's tax revenues and our bottom line?
That's a great question, and I don't think anybody really knows the answer. The Cannabis Control Commission, obviously working under the soft deadline of July 1st that the legislature set last year to license retail of marijuana shops. It is apparently safe to say that there will be no new marijuana retail shops opening on street corners by July 1st. But what could still happen if later this week some of these licenses do start to get issued and they're going to medical marijuana dispensaries, for instance, that are already open and functioning and selling to medical patients, if they just need to make the switch to sell recreational marijuana as well, those sales could begin on time. But this deadline, as the commissioner, Steve Hoffman, has said, is arbitrary. The legislature did pick this. It was their target date and has been the target date that the CCC has been working towards. But it appears that some of these may be a little slower to open. And as you mentioned, that could have tax ramifications if this really extends through the summer and into the fall. But we don't know that yet.
A month has passed now since the Senate passed an education bill that makes big changes to the way the funding formula calculates the cost of public education. And we have yet to see any movement on it in the House, right?
That's right. I mean, the Senate this session, after last session, tackling a major education bill that called for pouring more than $200 million a year extra into education, took a different tack this session, really calling for a complete overhaul of the funding formula. There wasn't necessarily specific money tied to this, but it was going to reform the way these schools are paid, and eventually over time would lead to additional education funding. This has not really emerged as a priority, at least not one that we've seen on the House side. We talked to the Speaker last week about priorities. Now that we're under 50 days left with the session for formal legislating, and this was not something that he ticked off as he's looking to finish some of these long-term borrowing bills, tackle opioids, potentially do some energy legislation, and a major health care bill that's on tap for debate later this week. So the chairwoman of the Education Committee on the House side has said they're still looking at this, but it doesn't really look promising at this point.
The so-called red flag bill has cleared both the House and Senate. That measure set out regulations that some gun owners strenuously object to, and it lays a path to take away guns from dangerous owners. And then, late last week, Matt Stout at The Globe reported that hundreds of Massachusetts gun owners may have their firearms taken away by local chiefs of police for entirely different reasons. Was this enforcement of federal law by Governor Charlie Baker's administration or its timing surprising, Matt?
I mean, I think obviously the timing is a little interesting, particularly given all the debate around guns and how to control them. The administration is also making this call and sending these letters out to local police asking them to take people's weapons away at a time when the governor's running for re-election, facing challenges from Republican Scott Lively, who is an ardent supporter of the Second Amendment. But I think what's interesting is how long these talks have apparently been going on with the federal government, which says that Massachusetts was improperly licensing people to carry weapons who had misdemeanor crimes on their offenses. And this is not something that ran afoul of Massachusetts state law, but the feds say that they were licensing guns in violation of federal law. And I think the reaction that you saw from GOAL, which is the Gun Owners Action League, which has ardently opposed the red flag bill that you mentioned and appears close to becoming law, they said that it was unfortunate, but they didn't really fault the administration for doing this. This is direction coming from Washington, and the Baker administration seems to just be following the protocols laid out by ATF and other gun or regulatory bodies in the federal government.
Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, New England Public Radio's weekly check-in at the State House. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get yours or at nepr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio.